Hello, everyone, and this is the Time Down Chat Box. This is my new second podcast show. I know y'all know this show from my other show within a show, the Film Review Podcast, episode 105. And this episode, we're going to focus on love. And this is my new podcast. You can find my new podcast every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern. This topic of love is going to be about the whore love. So the whore love is something totally different, where some place in love you have to understand that I can't just be the one trying to fight for this relationship. If we're not going to have two fighters, there's no reason of me being in a relationship. And something so scary is a whore love. That's something that is terrifying, something that is crazy of love. That's someone that is crazy. And understanding that it's whore love out here, we got to figure out somewhere of a breaking point. Somewhere of a, I'm not just going to keep going back to the same person because of I love this person. It's many of people out here, and we got to understand that. But we'll be back with a break. We're going to take a break, and then we will be right back with our topic, whore love. And you can find the show every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern. I'll see you guys later, and I'll be back after the break. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, WD Filming Studios, to keep updated with this podcast. Hello, everyone, and I am back from the break. So let's get back on our topic of love, whore love. Whore love could be something scary, but I decided to switch it up a bit, and I decided to split it with life. So we're going to have two topics within a show. We're going to have love topic and life topic, both in the same genre of love. We have to figure out in life that sometimes you can't do stuff for people because people always have their hand down. Once you do something for a person, they're going to keep holding their hand out and keep holding their hand out like you owe them something. And when you don't give it to them, they're going to be so mad. But people have to understand, you have to stand on your own two feet. You have to understand that I'm not going to keep asking this person for something. You have to figure out, as giving a person stuff, you're like a vendor to them. Of keep giving them free stuff, but they're not paying for it. You have to know when to tell that person no. There's people out here that can never tell a person no. And I know y'all probably listening to this podcast saying, I can tell a person no. I don't care. I'm going to tell them no. No issue. And some people, it's hard to tell a person no, but you have to get to that breaking point where you're going to have to tell them, no, I don't got it. I don't have it. You have to stop giving people your last and your all. You have to fight for yourself. You have to tell them people, no, I ain't got it. Even though you do got it, you may have $20, $30 and they ask for $20, tell them no. Because they're going to keep asking you. It's like they're addicted to asking you for things. And they're going to keep going to you because they know that you're going to give it to them. Because they're like, this person is never going to tell me no. But what you have to do is tell that person no. You have to figure out, like, I have to tell somebody no. I have to tell them I don't have it. I may have it, but that's my last. So I'm not going to waste my last of giving it to y'all when I really need it in the worst times of need. And we covered this topic on my other show, the Film Review Show podcast. But I decided to branch off into my new show, the Time Down Chat Box podcast, episode 1. And we're doing two genres in the same episode. Spicy. But when people constantly ask you for something and ask you for something, they don't want nothing. They don't want to stand on their own 2 feet and go be a go-getter. They want to keep asking people for stuff because they know that person is going to give it to them. So what you have to do is you have to make them be a go-getter. Even though you can't make nobody do nothing, you have to do it yourself. You have to figure out that they have to be a go-getter by themselves. They have to know that they have to do the thing by themselves. There's no other way around it. If you can't make them, you're going to have to do it a different way. When they ask you for something, you're just not going to have to give it to them. You're going to have to let them know that you're going to have to go be a go-getter. And it's mostly family and friends. If you have a friend that asks you for stuff all the time, y'all ain't on the same page. And we'll be back after the break. And we are back from the break. This episode is getting a little intense. But if you have a friend and that friend asks you for something every time, when they just got paid, they can get paid 2 weeks. Well, they can get paid 3 days ago. And they already asked you for something. Y'all not on the same page. Because they don't want nothing. What are you spending your money on? I understand that you have bills. But you just got paid big checks. And you're asking me for something. We're not on the same level, baby. Because I'm not asking you for nothing. I'm going to be a go-getter. I'm not going to ask you for nothing. Unless I really, really need. But we're not on the same page. It's no issue with friendships. There's no issue with where the places people work. But what you have to figure out is if you're going to want to smoke cigarettes and sit on your couch and I do nothing, and I'm out here working hard, grinding to own my own business, get my own money, we're not friends. We're not on the same page. We're not on A and A. Now, you may be on B, but you're not on B. You're on Z all the way down. So, we're not friends because how are you sitting on your couch smoking cigarettes in a house, no job? We're not friends because if I'm going to be a billionaire and be a boss, I want my friends to be bosses too. There's no issue with where people work. But when you're not trying to do nothing and you're just trying to stay at home all day lollygagging, doing nothing, sitting on your couch, eating, no job, no nothing, not even trying to get up, we're not friends. Because they're going to be looking at me like, you hanging with this bum, you hanging with this person. Now, I can understand if you're getting up, filling out job applications, looking online, doing what you got to do to get your money. But what you ain't going to do is sit at home not doing nothing. Not doing a thing, sitting at home, not looking at an application, just watching TV, eating, walking around, doing nothing. We're not friends because you don't want no money. You don't want to do nothing with yourself. You don't want nothing. Friend, if we're billionaires, we got to be billionaires together. We got to uplift each other. So if you're not going to be a billionaire, we can't be friends no more. We're not on A and A. We're not even on B. You're not nowhere near me. We're not on the same level one. We're not nowhere there. Up at the top, you're down at Z. Friend, we're not friends then. And that's how a lot of people get messed up. Because they keep trying to build up their friend. If you don't want nothing for yourself, if they don't want nothing for themselves, what makes you think you're going to help them to get something? If they don't want nothing, if they don't want to do nothing, if they don't want to be nothing, you're not going to do nothing for them. They're going to be the same person that they don't want. They don't want nothing for themselves. So you trying to help them, uplift them, get things, get them jobs and all of that, that's not doing nothing for them. And what they got to understand is, I'm grinding, friend. And once I get a billionaire and own all this stuff, be my own boss, friend, I don't want to be the type of friend that's a billionaire by herself. And my friend's still struggling. I want my friend to uplift herself. That's why I will try to help her. That's what most people say. But your friend has to be a fighter as well. As you're doing stuff that they need, like finding applications for them, they may not be able to find applications. Find applications for them, they got to be trying to find applications too. I know that they may not be, but you have to try to do something. Going here and there, you got to be trying to find some way to get money. Even if you're selling t-shirts, open your own boutique, trying to get a little bit of money to do this and do that. You got to be doing something, friend. I'm not just going to fight for you by myself if you don't want to fight for yourself. And that's what a lot of people got to understand. We done got into a whole nother topic of friendships now. It's a part of life too, but it's just something different. Some people say that's why they don't have best friends, because you can't trust people sometimes. And I understand that. But you have to have a best friend that's on your level. You have to have somebody that's going to uplift you. Somebody that's going to be your hype man. Not really even your hype man, but the one that's going to be like, okay, yeah, I see you billionaire. I'm a billionaire too. Y'all got to be like that. You don't even really have to be like that. I'm going to rephrase that. But you got to be something similar. You can't just do nothing. If I'm fighting for you, friend, you got to fight back with me. You got to fight to uplift yourself. And I feel like friendships is real close. I feel like they say the outsiders is more, I don't know how to say it, so I'm going to skip over that. But what people have to understand is that this topic is going to be closed up, the friendship topic, after this. When I'm fighting for you, friend, you got to fight for yourself too. And that's the end of the topic. We're done with that topic. Let's get back into life. I understand sometimes people struggle and go through what they go through, but at the same time, you have to know that people struggle all day. Some people may not have the benefits, the doubts, the money to do what they got to do, but I understand a whole lot of people get mad, get angry, start to cry because they're like, this is too much for me. I'm all alone trying to do what I'm got to do, and you got the nerve to try to get mad at me because I don't have no money to give to you. And I understand that, but like, people have to know when it's enough. You have to know when somebody has reached a breaking point, because I know when somebody has reached a breaking point. You have to know that person, I can't ask that person for nothing else. They have reached a breaking point, and if all you're going to do is continue to ask that person for stuff and not care about what they feel, how they feel, you have to know when somebody reached a breaking point. You can't just sit there and not know when somebody's acting fake, when somebody is doing this, and when somebody is tired enough. You have to know. Because some people show that emotion. Some people don't know how to keep it a secret, so they show it in emotions. And you can know when somebody has a facial expression that they're done. They're tired of dealing with you. They're tired of keep sticking around. They're tired of doing this, helping you out, bills paying, food stamps. They are tired. And if you're just going to keep using that person, knowing, not even sitting down with that person and say, hey, I know you're tired and all of that. If you're not going to sit down with that person is eventually not even going to want to deal with you, because you just thinking about yourself. You're not thinking about nobody else, and you're acting like you're being selfish now, is what they're really thinking. You're being selfish. And you have to know when to just enough is enough. You have to know that I'm just going to try to stand on my own 2 feet, is what you're going to have to do. But we're going to be back after this break. I keep taking all these breaks, but we'll be back because this episode is getting a little heated. But we'll be back after this break.